I know it's you. You don't have to say anything. Just go away. Please. Why? Just tell me why. Why do you always do this? Every single day. It's like you wait for me. You seek me out. Is it my hair? Is it because I'm quiet? Because I get good grades? What is it about me that makes you act like this? You have nothing to say now? Now that I'm actually looking at you? All your clever little jokes, the comments about my clothes, my books, the way I talk. Where did it all go? Huh? Catch your tongue? Or are you just not as brave when someone actually talks back? You're flustered. You're actually flustered. I've never seen you like this. You always have a comeback. Always. So what is it? What's different today? You're stumbling. You're actually stumbling over your words. For someone who loves the sound of their own voice so much, you're suddenly speechless. Is it because I'm finally asking you a question you can't answer with an insult? What was that? I didn't catch that. Speak up. Or are you only loud when you're hiding behind your little jabs? Wait, what did you say? It sounded like you said... You said you liked my hair? You said you liked the way it catches the light. That's what you said. After weeks of making fun of it. You said you think I'm the smartest person in this whole stupid school? What's wrong with you? Is this some new game? Some new twisted way to mess with me? Because it's not funny. It's just confusing and pathetic. Oh my god. Oh my god. Is that it? All of this, the teasing, the constant bothering, following me around? It wasn't because you hated me, was it? This is how you what? Flirt? This is your idea of showing someone you like them? You bully them? You make them dread walking down the hallway? You make them feel small and stupid and worthless because you have a crush? Do you have any idea what you put me through? Any idea at all? I've lost sleep over you. I've cried because of you. I've changed my route to class to avoid you. I thought there was something fundamentally wrong with me because you seemed to hate me so much. And all it was just some stupid, juvenile, idiotic game to get my attention. How am I supposed to trust that? How am I supposed to believe anything you say? How do I know this isn't just another layer of the joke? That you're not gonna walk away and laugh with your friends about me, about how you finally broke me so completely I actually thought you liked me. I really meant it. All that stupid, mean stuff was just a cover. Cause you're, what? Shy? You didn't know how to just talk to me? So, So you decided the next best thing was to make my life miserable. I should be so much more angrier. I am angry. I'm furious. But I'm also, I don't know. Part of me thinks it's the saddest thing I've ever heard. You liked me. And your grand plan was to be my personal tormentor. You have a really, really terrible way of showing affection. You know that, right? If you had just talked to me about anything else, about the weather, about a book, anything, it would have been 1,000 times better than this. 1,000,000 times. So this is the real you? The one who gets flustered and trips over his words and says strangely poetic things about hair? Is this who's been hiding under all that garbage all this time? I don't know if I can just forget it all. The things you said, the way you made me feel, that's not gonna just disappear because you finally told the truth. It's gonna take time. A lot of time. But if you're serious, if you're really, truly sorry, and you want to actually, I don't know, start over as actual people, then you need to stop right now. No more jokes, no more teasing, no more whatever that was. You need to talk to me like I'm a person you respect, because I am. Can you do that? Can you just be this version of you? The one who is honest, however awkward that is. Okay. Then. Okay. Maybe. Maybe we can try that. Maybe we can just try talking sometime. No promises, but maybe. You should go. I need to process all of this. It's a lot. Hey, do you truly want to make it up to me? You truly want to make it up to me? You say that. You want to make it up to me? You say that. Everyone says things. Words are easy. They're what got us into this mess. If you're serious, if you really mean it, then you don't get to do this on your own terms. You don't get to apologize in a hallway and think that fixes it. You want to prove you're sorry? Really, truly sorry for every single day you made me feel small? Then you'll come to my house. Tonight. My parents are gone for the weekend. It'll be just us. Our first date. That's what this is, right? You asking me out? After all that, this is your idea of a date? But it's on my terms. You show up. You be polite. You look at me like I'm a person you respect, not a target. And then you get on your knees. You get on your knees for me, and you show me how sorry you are. Not with words. I'm so tired of words. You show me with your mouth. You're gonna make me forget every nasty thing you ever said. You are gonna make me feel so good that I forget my own name. You're going to worship me the way you should have from the very beginning. That's how you make it up to me. That's the only way this ever gets balanced. You don't just say sorry. You have to show me you mean it. You have to show me that this stupid, angry tension between us can be good for something. That you can use that focus, that intensity, for something I actually want. So, that's the offer. My house, 8 p.m. You show up, you be good. Respectful boy you're pretending to be right now. And then, you get to be my good boy. And you make it all better. Or, you walk away right now and we never speak of this again. Your choice. But if you come, you're mine for the night. And you're gonna prove. Oh, you're here. Straight for the room. No talking. Not yet. You don't get to talk yet. You just get to listen. You just get to follow. This is how we start over. This is how you make it up to me. By doing exactly what I say. You said you wanted to prove it. You said you were sorry. So prove it. Get on your knees. Right here. On the floor. Look up at me. This is what you wanted, isn't it? All those times you pushed me, teased me, tried to get a rise out of it. You just wanted my attention. You just wanted to be here. Well, you have it. You have all of it. Now show me what you do with it. You're gonna be so good for me. You're gonna use that mouth for something I actually want. You're gonna apologize with every stroke of your tongue. You're gonna make me forget every single stupid thing you ever said. You're gonna make me feel so good. The only thing I remember is your name on my lips when I come. This is the real me. The one you were too much of a coward to ask for. Look your fault. This is what you worked so hard for. Now, worship me. Oh, God. Yes, right there. That's how you say you're sorry. That's it. Just like that. No teasing now. No games. It's just your mouth. And my pleasure. You're gonna learn the shape of me with your tongue. You're gonna learn what I like. And you're not gonna stop until I tell you to. You're better at this than you were talking. So much better. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare. Oh, right there. Yes, yes. Just like that. You're making it so much better. You're making all of it go away. That's it. That's your penance. Solution is the taste of me on my lips. Your redemption is the sound of me falling apart, making me come, making me forget my own name. Make it so all I can think about is how your mouth feels. Make me come, make me forget my own name. Make it so all I can think about is how your mouth feels, how good you are, that so sorry you truly are. I'll stop. Don't you dare stop. I'm so close. I'm right there. This is all you know. This is all because of you. What you're doing to me. Oh God, yes. Yes. Just like that. All right there. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Oh, okay. Okay, stop. Let me breathe. You did good. I proved it. You made it better. Now, let me show you what happens to good boys who apologize properly. My turn. I want to feel you. All of you. I want to see what all that frustration is really about. I want you inside of me. I want to see if you can make me feel even better than that. Look at you. All this for me. All that time you were just hiding this. Well, no more hiding. You're mine now. And I'm gonna take exactly what I want. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that's it. That's how we start over. Right here. You inside me. No more words. Just this. Just feeling. This is so much better than fighting, isn't it? So much better than all those stupid words. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Filling me up. Making everything right. You're gonna come with me. You're gonna look right at me when you do. I wanna see it. I want to see you lose control for me. After all that time you spent trying to control me, I want to see you completely let go. Come on. Come for me. Show me. Let me feel it. I want to feel you come inside me. I want to feel how sorry you really are. Yes. No. Right now. With me. Well, I guess we found a better way to communicate.